USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
At least six people are dead, including one police officer, after a shooting at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado. Police say the incident began at a King Supers store on the south side of Boulder around 3 p.m. local time. Dean Schiller tells KDVR-TV what he saw at the scene.
We heard gunshots going off. It sounded like a heavy caliber type, maybe a shotgun.
Police say they have one suspect in custody who is currently hospitalized. The FBI and ATF have joined the investigation into the shooting. And data from AstraZeneca's U.S. trials of its COVID vaccine shows that the shot is 79% effective against symptomatic cases of COVID and 100% effective against developing severe symptoms. The company says it will ask the FDA for an emergency use authorization in April, possibly adding a fourth option to an expanding supply of coronavirus vaccines. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The SNAP program is getting a funding boost from the COVID relief bill. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Ag Department is increasing the federal program that aims to curb food insecurity in families. SNAP is getting $3.5 billion from the massive stimulus package. In a statement, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the agency is committed to fighting food insecurity during the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Authorities continue to struggle with the influx of unaccompanied minors on the southern border.
U.S. government officials are scrambling to find bed space for some 15,500 unaccompanied immigrant children who have poured over the southern border in record numbers. The Biden administration continues to block the media from seeing the facilities. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Senate has confirmed Boston Mayor Marty Walsh to become the next Secretary of Labor by a 68-29 vote. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump addressed the crisis on the border in a Monday interview. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Mainstream media and President Biden says all is well at the U.S.-Mexico border. One American isn't buying it. President Trump addresses the border crisis on Fox News Monday morning.
The people coming are not nonviolent people. They're violent people. Many of the people coming. These countries don't send out their finest. And in some cases, I'm sure you have wonderful, fine people. But you also have criminals. You have murderers. You have sex traffickers. You have a lot of very bad people coming into our country, and they're doing nothing about it. They're going to be released, or they're already being released. Yesterday they announced that they're just going to let them go into the country. No courts, no nothing. It's crazy. They're destroying our country. This is just like with the vaccine, where they say, oh, let's blame Trump. We had record numbers, record positive numbers. And frankly, in another couple of weeks, we could have finished up the wall, but they ended construction. And the only reason it didn't get finished, it took me 2.5 years to win the 11 lawsuits that we had, many of them by the Democrats in Congress.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the fourth day of the NCAA tournament started off with an upset as Oregon knocked off second-seeded Iowa 95-80. The overall number one seed Gonzaga also moving on after beating Oklahoma 87-71, and Ohio's Cinderella story has come to an end as the Bobcats fall to Creighton 72-58. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.